الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praises is due to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Arwahuna Fida, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious family and noble companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you are watching this program called The Early Echo. Indeed, through the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once again, Madani channel presents to you an episode of this series which is called The Early Echo. And subhanallah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has motivated us, encouraged us to recite Durood-e Pak, to send salat and salams upon him. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said very beautifully, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّا صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ Adorn and beautify your gatherings by reciting Durood upon me, because the Durood which you recite upon me in this world shall be nur and light for you on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Therefore, we have commenced with our program by reciting the Durood-e Pak upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in every such permissible gathering in which we sit with our family members, friends, meetings, appointments, whatever it may be, subhanallah. Adopt the habit of reciting Bismillahi wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. By doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from backbiting against others. And when you exit from such gatherings, also develop the habit of reciting Bismillahi wa sallallahu ala Muhammad. By doing this, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect others from backbiting against you, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media. It is only a matter of us practicing what we listen and what we hear, what we understand. So yes, bring this into your routine, inshallah. You will definitely reap the benefits and the blessings of this, inshallah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. And now we will, inshallah, listen and watch a beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we do every other day, because this is the tradition of Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that after we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we listen to the naats and the praises of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which will further increase the ishq, muhabba and love and devotion in our hearts for the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, ab jahan pe bhi ho, sit back, relax and watch this program right from the beginning to the end, inshallah. We will be back, and today we are going to be speaking about a great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Uzair ala Nabiyyina wa alihi salatu wassalam. Yes, we are going to be discussing about beautiful scenarios and beautiful incidents that occurred in his blessed life in regards to him sleeping for several years. What was the number of years that this Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had slept, and what he had witnessed and seen with his eyes. Allahu Akbar. We are going to be speaking a little about his life, so please stay tuned to Madani channel, as we will return just after this kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Rasulallah,
habibi,
ya Rasulallah, ya Rasulallah,
mere aqa, mere aqa,
aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi,
do jahan mein koi tum sa dusra milta nahi, do jahan mein koi tum sa dusra milta nahi, dhoondte phirte magaro mohabbat milta nahi, dhoondte phirte magaro mohabbat milta nahi,
aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi,
jo khuda deta hai milta hai isi sarkar se, jo khuda deta hai milta hai isi sarkar se, kuch kisi ko haq se is dar ke siwa milta nahi, kuch kisi ko haq se is dar ke siwa milta nahi,
ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba, ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba,
koi maange ya na maange milne ka dar hai yehi, koi maange ya na maange milne ka dar hai yehi, be ata hai Mustafa hi mudda milta nahi, be ata hai Mustafa hi mudda milta nahi,
aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi,
ne'mat-e konain dete hain do alam ko yehi, ne'mat-e konain dete hain do alam ko yehi, maang dekho unse tum dekho to kya milta nahi, maang dekho unse tum dekho to kya milta nahi,
ya Mustafa, ya Mujtaba,
ya Mustafa,
ya
Mujtaba, ya Mustafa,
ya
Mujtaba,
ya Mustafa,
ya Mujtaba,
kis tarah ho hazire dar noori ye beparshah, kis tarah ho hazire dar noori ye beparshah, na ke roke dushmanon ne raasta milta nahi, na ke roke dushmanon ne raasta milta nahi,
aap sa koi nahi, aap sa koi nahi,
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, as I mentioned before, watching this Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when we will come back, we will be listening to, or we will be rather speaking about a great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is none other than Hazrat Sayyiduna Udhair alayhi salatu wassalam. So remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Allahu Akbar, the details of the event in relation to the Bani Israel is that when they had exceeded the limits of sinning and excessive sinning, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jal struck them with a very heavy torment and punishment that came their way. They all were struck with such a torment that Allah Azza wa Jal had given victory to a nation or a tribe known as Qawm-e Amalaqa, which had fought and battled with the Bani Israel and had murdered and killed them. So happened that Allah Azza wa Jal further struck them in such a way that a pagan king named Bakht Nasr Babli attacked Baitul Muqaddas with a huge army and killed 100,000 inhabitants of the city and exiled over 100,000 people of the city. And it is said about this king, who was a very unjust king, he had imprisoned the same number of people, and from amongst those people that were imprisoned by him, that became his slaves, Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was also included in those prisoners, as prisoners. So then the pagan king went to destroy the whole city of Baitul Muqaddas and left it destroyed and ruined. Allahu Akbar. He finished everything in that city. It has been mentioned that Bakht Nasr, who is Bakht Nasr? So it has been mentioned that an infant of the people of Amalaqa, the same nation that had destroyed Baitul Muqaddas and the city and killed the people. So it has said about them that an infant of the people of Amalaqa was found unattended next to their idol Nasr. So the idol's name was Nasr, and they found a child next to the idol, and people did not know who is the father of this child. So then they began to call the child Bakht Nasr, the son of Nasr, and Nasr was the idol. So they began to say that he was the son of the idol because his father at that time was unknown, and this child suddenly appeared next to the idol. And it has said that the same child was appointed as the governor by the king, and eventually he became a majestic king as he grew. Allahu Akbar. So this is Bakht Nasr, and Bakht Nasr is the one who destroyed Baitul Muqaddas. And when he imprisoned over 100,000 people, from amongst those people was Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if you study the life of the Blessed Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, you would learn such amazing pearls of wisdom, you know, Madani pearls and amazing angles and aspects in relation to their blessed life, which is filled with sacrifices, which is filled with contentment and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never seen complaining of whatever the situation is, made sabr and patience over difficulties and hardships. They are the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal has blessed them with this high ranking for this reason. Further on, after a few days when finally he was released from the imprisonment of Bakht Nasr, it is said that Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam was somehow set free from the imprisonment of Bakht Nasr, and he alayhi salatu wasalam rode on a donkey and entered the city. His city, Baitul Muqaddas. But when he came to his city, after a long period of time, when he was finally released from the imprisonment of Bakht Nasr, and when he came into his city, seeing everything destroyed and ruined, caused tears to flow from his eyes. His city, the buildings, the homes, houses, everything was invaded. Everything was destroyed and ruined. Allahu Akbar. When he seen everything in that condition, he began to cry. He seen that they were trees that had bore beautiful fruits, but there was no one there to even eat. He walked the four corners of his city on his donkey. waiting to see someone, but there was no soul, there was no one except him, all alone in the city. He noticed that the trees were giving out beautiful fruits, but there was no one to even pluck them. So this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to break the fruits from the tree and he ate them. He even squeezed a bunch of grapes and he drank the juice from it. Further on, he then had a leather bag in which he kept in some fruits, and in a leather bottle he preserved or he put in some juice that he had squeezed from the grapes. After eating and drinking, he goes back onto his donkey. And then this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to move on in his journey. And when he seen as he was going, he seen that there was no one around and the condition of his city was really bad. And these sentences left his mouth. He says, "Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha." How would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring back life in the city after such destruction? After such destruction and dissolution, how would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring life back in the city? This is a major destruction. He said this, he ate fruits, he drank the juice from those fruits, he put some in his bag as well as in his leather bottle, and then he goes under a tree and taking the shade of the tree, he slept and dozed off. And when this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed his eyes, Allah azza wa jal caused him to pass away in his sleep. Allahu Akbar. His donkey was tied to a tree. After tightening and tying his donkey to a tree, he slept with his bags in his arms or next to him. And as he dozed off, Allah Azza wa Jal caused him to pass away in his sleep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved him and saved him from the eyes of birds, animals, beasts, humans, jinns and everything. In such a place, dear viewers on the Sabadri channel, that there was no one there that could even see him. Allahu Akbar. And so it happened, 70 years later, a king from Persia entered the ruins of the city. He brought so many people with him to, you know, come to Baytul Muqaddas. There were some people of Bani Israel who were there. 70 years later, we are speaking about. After Allah Azza wa Jal had caused Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam to pass away in his khwab, in his sleep. And now 70 years later, when the king of Persia entered Baytul Muqaddas, he brought in people with him and they began to settle in the city Baytul Muqaddas with a little few people that were there present from before, and they began to reconstruct the buildings and homes and businesses and the marketplaces, and when people from all corners began to stay, they became of course his city once again, and he made it even more beautiful than it was before. It got destroyed. Allahu Akbar. So it happened, dear viewers, 100 years later, after the passing away of Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, 100 years had now passed. 70 years later, the king of Persia had entered. And before the king had entered, there were few people from the Bani Israel that were staying there in that city. And aside from them, there was no one else. But when this king came in a little time, he had rebuilt the entire city. Now 100 years had passed after the city is now once again re-established, rebuilt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam to resurrect. As he awoken from his deep sleep, he passed away in his sleep, and Allah azza wa jal caused him to revive from his death. And as this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had woken from his deep sleep, he seen the bones of his donkey, or that his donkey had decayed, and the bones were all scattered around him. He even noticed that the fruits that which he had brought with him, after eating some of the fruits, he had some of it in his bag. It was still preserved. Even the juice in the leather bottle was still fine. There was no bad odor and smell in it, and it never began to rotten. It never rotted. Allahu Akbar. And when he sees that the bones of his donkey is all scattered around him, it had decayed. Then Allah Azza wa Jal revealed wahi upon Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. "For how long do you think have you slept?" And then after pondering for some time, he says, "Well, I slept in the morning, and now this is the time of Asr." Oh, he said, "Perhaps I slept for a day or a little less than that." He felt as if he slept in the morning and now it is the afternoon. Oh, a little lesser than that. After awakening, after 100 years, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Prior to that, before he went to sleep, before Allah Azza wa Jal caused his soul to depart from his body, he said, "Anna yuhyi hadhihi Allahu ba'da mawtiha." How would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring life back to the city after such a huge destruction? Because this was something really amazing. How is this possible for life to be brought back to the city? People have died, people are ruined, homes have been broken. But now, Allahu Akbar, he himself had slept for 100 years and Allah Azza wa Jal had revived him after so many years. And what he is shocked and astonished about is that the bones of his donkey is all scattered around him, yet he's intact. His body is sahih salamat, and further on, he found his hair to be black. And at that time, he was still at the age of 40. Allahu Akbar. His food had not rotted, nor had his drinks rotted. It was still fine, it was still fresh, it was still nice, even after 100 years. Seeing this, Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, after revealed this wahi, or after wahi and revelation was revealed upon him, and when he received this answer from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal said to him, "No, Uzair, you feel that you have slept for a day or lesser than that? This is wrong, because you have slept for over 100 years. And see the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that even your animal that you used to ride upon has been ruined and its bones are all scattered around you. And now look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah azza wa jal revealed this wahi to him, it was witnessed that the bones began to join with each another. And after it formed a skeleton, flesh and meat appeared onto its skin, and the animal had also revived. The very same donkey that he used to use over 100 years ago. Allahu Akbar. Having seen this huge miracle, Hazrat Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam then proclaimed, "A'lamu anna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir." I know well that Allah Azza wa Jal is capable to do all things and everything. Allahu Akbar. After this now, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, remember dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, 100 years later, he has awoken from his sleep and now he's going back into his city. And when he went there, where he used to live 100 years ago, nobody could recognize him. It was, of course, going to happen. How would people recognize him after 100 years? People did not recognize him. And as he passed the place where he used to live, he seen an old crippled lady who was sitting at her doorstep. And this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made salam to her. And she replied to his salam and greetings. And then he said, "Do you know Uzair alayhi salam?" She says, "Well, yes, I know him, but why do you inquire about him?" And she was blind and she was paralyzed. She could not see, nor could she walk or move. And she heard the voice and she said, "Yes, I do know Uzair, but I want to know, why do you ask about him? This is a very old story." Having said this, then Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam replied and said to this old crippled woman that, "Well, I am Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam." After she heard this, she said, "Well, how can you be Uzair? This was like over 100 years ago. And this woman was old at that time." Allahu Akbar. So she says, "Well, look, as far as I know, because I had seen Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam in my childhood, and I knew very well that his du'as and supplications would be accepted. Whatever dua he made, it would be accepted. If you claim to be Uzair alayhi salam, then supplicate for my eyes, for my vision to be restored, as well as for me to gain cure from this paralysis." Allahu Akbar. As she said that, this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised his hands and supplicated on behalf of her. And when he made dua, and subhanallah, she was cured, her vision was restored, and her paralysis was then removed. She was no more paralyzed. And subhanallah, when she could see this, she immediately proclaimed and she said, "I bear witness that you are Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam," out of happiness. Allahu Akbar. Now she said, "Let me take you to the streets of the city and show you and tour you around." Allahu Akbar. After saying this, and subhanallah, she then took him to the street of Bani Israel with her, and coincidentally, Amongst those group of people was the son of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, who was at that age, or who was at the age of 118 years of age at that time. His son, who was at the age of 118 years at that time, as well as his grandchildren, were also there. So this woman taken Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam with her, and she introduced him to the others and said, well, this is Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. People could not believe this. And they said, well, how is this possible? How can or how could he be Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam? They began to test him. So some of the children and grandchildren said, well, we have heard that Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, our father, had a black mole in the middle of his shoulders. So if you have a black mole, this will of course be a source of indication. It will serve as an indication that you are who you claim to be. And so he, alayhi salatu wasalam, removed his shirt. And when they seen the mole between his shoulders, they were astonished to find the first sign that he is Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. And then some of them said, well, Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam was a master in the Torah. So if you could recite the scriptures, you would believe that you are Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. And without any hesitation, this great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began to recite the Torah fluently without any mistakes. But now, because at that time Bakht Nasr Babli, that we mentioned, was a very tyrant king, he had killed at that time when he invaded or when he attacked Baytul Muqaddas, he had killed 40,000 scholars of the Torah. Those who knew to recite the Torah, he killed and he murdered 40,000 scholars, and he burnt whatever Torah was in the book form at that time. He had burned the books and he had killed the scholars, and there was no one alive. So at that time, now Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam is communicating with people who are testing him, the Torah. So one of them said, but well, how do we know whether he is reciting the correct scripture? One of them said, well, he says that I have heard from my father that when Bakht Nasr Babli had attacked Baytul Muqaddas, he had buried, or someone had buried, a scripture of Torah under a grape tree, in the roots of a grape tree. So let us look for that particular scripture so that we could test whether this person is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, so that we could follow and listen to his recitation. They began to search for that grape tree. After all the signs and indications and narrations that they heard, and this one heard from that one, and that one heard from that one, finally, after some time, they got to the correct tree and they pulled out from its roots the real and original scripture of Torah. And when they tested Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, they realized that he had recited it word to word as it was revealed. Allahu Akbar. Witnessing this amazing and marvelous event, everyone was astonished that he has the mole between his shoulders, he recites the Torah word to word, and he has resurrected after 100 years of sleep. And when they said that, or when they heard that and realized that he is Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam, they all said, Uzair is the son of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ma'adallah. Ma'adallah. They accepted him to be the son of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From then to date, even to date, the Jews believe that Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of Allah, ma'adallah. So, dear viewers under the Madani channel, these Jews maintain this false belief regarding Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Instead of believing and accepting him as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they as well believe that he is the son of God. Astaghfirullah, na'udhu billah. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, this is such a marvelous story, also in Holy Quran Park. Really amazing, really amazing, subhanallah. Remember, Hazrat Sayyidina Hisqeel alayhi salatu wasalam, who is also a dignified prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was blessed with prophethood as well, and he was the third deputy of Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. In his time as well, when people ran away from plague and they settled into the city, Allah azza wa jal commanded the angel to kill them, all. And when this angel of Allah Azza wa Jal descended and came onto the land, and he goes on one side because they all left the city and settled in another town. I'm just giving a little brief history into this particular event of the Holy Quran Park as well. Allahu Akbar. This angel says, Mutu, every one of you die. And everyone, 70,000 people of that city had died. Hizqira alayhi salatu wasalam, several days later, when he was passing by that area where 70,000 corpses are laying on the ground, people are dead. He cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya Rahman Rahimin, whatever it may be, these people were my people. Now I have no one that follow me. Yes, they did a wrong thing by running away from the plague. And they settled in the jungles. And you caused them to die right here. But these were my people. These were my helpers. Having said this, Allah Azza wa Jalla asked him to make dua. And three times he made dua. And like that, in every time he made dua, the bones joined together and then it formed into a skeleton and then flesh came upon them. And those 70,000 people that believed or that basically followed Hazrat Sayyidina Hizqira alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the third deputy of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, had revived. 70,000 people. If you look at Surah Al-Kahf, we also mentioned this marvelous event, which is an eye-opener in regards to the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause them to sleep for over 308 or 9 years? And after so many years, they finally got up from their sleep. And this was also another marvelous event of the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal is capable to do anything. He Azza wa Jal is capable to remove our problems, our sorrows, our takleef, our parishani, our adversities and calamities. We are stuck and we are drowning in so many different types of problems. The solution is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah Azza wa Jal that can cause these problems to be out of our lives, providing that if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we truly trust and place our reliance in Allah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we will surely, surely attain blessings in it, inshallah. We are going to be taking in some calls, but usse qabl, isse pehle ki hum kuch calls le, ye bhi jaan le, subhanallah, in relation to the morals behind this amazing event of the Holy Quran Pak, as we discussed the life of Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this means that even though they are ordinary people or people that are sinners and they go into their qubur and graves, Allahu Akbar, our bones and our bodies do decay. It would rot. But where they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are pious, leave alone the bodies, even the food that is with them would not rot. I mean, look at Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam's event. Even the grapes and the fruits which he carried with him was yet not stale, though 100 years had passed. So, subhanallah, this is the quality or this is the dignified position and lofty station of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam and the awliya Allahs, that even though they are buried in their qubur, their bodies can still be intact just as it was when they were alive. Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam did find his hair to be still black, and he was at the age of 40, yet he had awoken after 100 years. Allahu Akbar. This proves to us from this event of the Holy Quran Pak that it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whomsoever He wishes to preserve, He can do so, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful, all knowing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. Furthermore, after seeing the destruction of Baytul Muqaddas, Sayyidina Uzair alayhi salatu wasalam was saddened and said out of sadness that how Allah Azza wa Jal will rebuild the city after such a huge destruction and desolation. So this proves that loving and having affection towards one city and country is an attribute of the chosen people. That when you feel sorry for the people of your city or your country, it is actually the way and the sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that they had attachment to the cities that they lived in. And they cared for the people that lived there. They brought the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist and help them. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we will discuss more Madani pearls inshallah. But let us quickly inshallah take in some calls for today. And let's see, yes, what do our viewers and listeners of Madani channel have to say in today's program inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan.
My name is Muhammad Sadiq Sayyid from Durban, South Africa. My question is, Maulana Sahab, what age is advisable for a child to start doing hifz or by heart in the Quran? Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, brother Sayyid Muhammad Sadiq. MashaAllah, what is the best age for a person to start or by hearting the Holy Quran Pak? Allahu Akbar. Brother, the earlier the better it is. ماشاءاللہ، دیکھا جاتا ہے کہ عام طور سے بچے جلدی سے یاد کر لیتے ہیں، اگر کوئی at his teen age or when he reaches the age, you know, after puberty or especially after the age of 10-15, you know, around 20, normally a person who starts to bahad the Quran Pak at this age finds it much more difficult in comparison to a child, because bachche ka jo zehn hota hai bilkul saaf aur fresh hota hai. And if you start by hearting the Holy Quran Pak at that age, from the age of 4, 5, 6, around there inshallah, try and make it between the age of 5 and 6, from that age when the nazra is completed of the Holy Quran Pak, where as a child could look into the Holy Quran Pak and read it from cover to cover, you know, without any hesitation. And once that nazra is completed, maybe the hifz can start inshallah at the age of 6 or 7 inshallah. And there you will find many awliya, many awliya allahs who were at the age of 10 and they were completed the hufaz of the Holy Quran Pak. They would by heart to the Holy Quran Pak at the age of 10 and 13. So from this we learn that the salihin, our pious predecessors, at that age more or less would complete the Holy Quran Pak. So with the nisbat or with this connection inshallah, you also make intention that from a very little age, so they could basically by heart the Holy Quran Pak from that age, and from that age the Quran Pak would have an impact in their lives. Their heart will become munawwar and roshan. They would also practice the Holy Quran Pak, since they know they are huffaz of the Quran and they must do dhur regularly. And dhur is to say that when you recite the Holy Quran Pak often, you make tilawa. By making tilawat and reciting the Quran Pak by heart on a daily basis, the Quran says fresh. As time goes, when that person reaches the age of 30, 40, 50, then slowly he starts to forget, because he would only do dhur in the month of Ramadan or before that. Which is, of course, the sunnah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibril Amin used to descend in the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, and every single day he would do dhur with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But this is our beloved Nabi. The Quran was revealed upon him, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. We're making guna, abstain from that on one hand, and from a little age, if you start doing so by practicing, by hearting the Quran Pak, ayat by ayat, verses by verses, and choose a strong Qari Sahib who learns or who teaches with tajweed and kharij, this would also be excellent inshallah azza wa jal. So yes, Sayyid Muhammad Sadiq, this is a very good age. I would say between the age of 6 and 7 or 5 and 6 inshallah. And before that, the child should start at least learning the nazara of the Quran Pak, so that you should give him a year or two without rushing him and putting a lot of pressure. Let him and his own capacity by heart the Holy Quran Pak inshallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had such love with the Holy Quran Pak that every single day Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu would take the Quran Pak in his hands. He would kiss the Quran, he would place against his chest as well as he would place above his head. And this great companion of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam would cry, and he would cry saying that this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Matlab itni muhabbat Quran Pak se کہ آپ رویا کرتے تھے. روزانہ مصحف کو دیکھ کر کے آپ رویا کرتے تھے کہ یہ اللہ کا کلام ہے. اللہ اکبر. Look at مولا علی رضی اللہ عنہ, he would recite the Holy Quran Pak daily as well, and his recitation was such that when he puts his first leg in the first stirrup of the horse, by the time he puts his other leg in the second stirrup of the horse, he would complete one Quran Pak. 15 years consecutively غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ had completed one Quran Pak daily for 15 years. One Quran Pak Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala li had completed. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala li completed so many Qurans every night that he would read for so many years of his blessed life as well. Many of the awliya and salihin, you would find this was the attachment with the Holy Quran Pak. There is cure for you in there, there is guidance for you there, your problems shall be removed and resolved through the blessing of the Holy Quran Pak. That Quran, which is a source of life and guidance for us, is what we have distanced ourselves from. Study the Quran Pak, Kanzul Iman Sharif of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala's translation. Read the Holy Quran Pak and study the Urdu Tarjama, you know, Siratul Jinan, which is the tafsir and commentary of the Holy Quran Pak, or the translation, which is also in English. You can obtain this from the website of Da'awat Islami, which is, of course, alhamdulillah, the closest translation to the translation of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, which can be provided to you, or which you can basically get your hands on through the website of Da'awat Islami. This is the translation of Kanzul Iman Sharif. Download it and read the tarjama of the Holy Quran Pak, and then you would understand, subhanallah, what are the blessings of the Holy Quran Pak. See the marvelous stories in the Holy Quran Pak, subhanallah. You would really enjoy it, and it would increase your knowledge as well. If you want to know the book in from which I have narrated today's story, then as you can see in my hand, Quranic Wonders is also published by the Publications Department of Da'wat Islami, the Maktabatul Madina of Da'wat Islami, and Shaykhul Hadith Allama Mawlana Abdul Mustafa Azmi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali is the author of this book, and it is translated into English by the Majlis-e Tarajim Department of Da'wat Islami. You could also get this Quranic Wonders, an amazing book. You know, read out these stories to your children before they sleep at night, inshallah, and you shall see the blessings of this. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, and everything comes to an end. And therefore, I sign right now with the missionary statement of Da'wat Islami. We say shukran once again before we end. Stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Start your day with remembrance of